This is Stephanie Pizzurlos-Bouquin of Zoe Health answering the question, is there any research showing that technology and or social media have helped people adopt and sustain more active lifestyles? Which programs are most effective? So I'll answer this question in three sections. One concerning video games, the other general technology, and then social media. So for video games, and this often comes up specifically around conversations around childhood obesity prevention, there was an article in 2008 in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that actually reviewed 27 articles that looked at the effects of video games on health, various health behavior changes. And what was seen was some variable results. With some, there were some observations and changes in health behaviors that they targeted. One notable for this question is that games that were exclusively physical activity based and didn't just simply embed physical activity into a game, but were focused exclusively on physical activity, were not very good at keeping people's interest over time, specifically beyond 4 weeks. And people often reported that they just became boring after that time period. And there was some thoughts that this had to do with the value and need for story and a level of fantasy to keep people engaged in video games. There was also an article in 2011 in the Journal of Child Development Perspectives that looked also reviewed literature on exer games, and those are digital games that combine exercise with some gameplay. What they found that those types of games can produce light to moderate energy similar to walking, skipping, and jogging. So overall, it is no replacement of vigorous physical activity, playing those video games that do actually involve you to be physically active, but it can be a substitute for sedentary screen time, particularly if safety is an issue in neighborhoods. This can definitely give people some physical activity. And it's also good to note that in West Virginia, in their school system, they use exer games in physical ed. So general technology. There are certainly benefits to general technology equipment in gyms that can simulate exercise activities that would normally entail climbing up stairs, hiking up hills, jogging for miles, or even skiing. But most of these things are things that we don't have access to in our normal environments. So there's a benefit right there with technology. Some people respond positively to tracking, seeing their progress or competing with goals. So there is a benefit to devices that monitor our activities. And indeed, there have been studies that show that including pedometers as a way of tracking steps can get participants to engage in more walking for a longer period of time. It's also good to note that there is the Presidential Active Lifestyles Award Challenge for adults and kids to use and track their behavior and get rewarded for that. And the same could be said for at-home exercise programs that you can watch online or on a TV or DVD. So some bonuses for general technology there. As for social media, I think the scientific jury is still out on this one, but the conversation tends to center around that social media replaces physical activity for folks. But there are potential benefits to the social support and sometimes competitive motivation for sustained change. So perhaps this is where we can see a greater role for social media and physical activity. This is Stephanie Pizzurlos-Bouquin of Zoe Health reminding you to live your life with energy, balance, and action.